Hey there, overthinkers. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, if there is one thing we overthinkers struggle with more than anything else, it's probably fear and self-doubt. Ever wake up feeling like that tiny voice in your head is screaming you can't do this at the top of its lungs? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But guess what? We're not here to let that voice win. We're here to kick those doubts to the curb and unlock our full potential, one affirmation at a time. So grab your favorite mug of tea, get cozy, and let's dive into this. Because trust me, you deserve to feel confident, capable, and ready to take on the world. One thing I've learned over the years is that fear and self-doubt are like those pesky weeds in your garden. They can quickly take over if you don't tend to them properly. But guess what? Just like weeding out those unwanted plants, we can actively work to overcome these feelings with a little bit of effort and a whole lot of self-compassion. First up, let's talk about recognizing those pesky thoughts. Pay attention to when fear or self-doubt creeps in. Is it before a big presentation? When you're trying something new. The key is awareness, because once we know our triggers, we can start to challenge them head-on. Next, remember this. Your thoughts are not facts. That little voice telling you you're not good enough. It's often just fear talking, not the truth. Practice reframing those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Instead of, I can't do this, try, I'm capable, and I'm willing to learn. You wouldn't say something harsh to your best friend, so why say it to yourself? Now, let's talk about action. Fear thrives when we stay stagnant. Think about it, the more you avoid situations that trigger fear or self-doubt, the stronger those feelings become. It's like a muscle that gets bigger the less you use it. So step outside your comfort zone. Take small steps each day towards the things that scare you. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks along the way. That's totally normal. But what matters is that you keep getting back up and trying again. Celebrate those small wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. And lastly, be kind to yourself. This journey of overcoming fear and self-doubt is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be days when you feel more confident than others. But the key is to practice self-compassion and remember that you are worthy, capable, and loved just as you are. You know those times when you're doubting yourself, maybe about asking for a raise or trying out for something new. Ever notice how your inner critic seems to go into overdrive? It happened to me last month. I was invited to speak at this big conference, which was amazing, but my mind started racing with all these what-ifs. What if I mess up? What if people don't like what I have to say? It felt overwhelming. But then I remembered everything we talked about today. I took a deep breath, wrote down those negative thoughts, and turned them into positive affirmations. Instead of what if I fail? I said, what if this is an incredible opportunity to share my message with the world? And you know what? That shift in mindset made all the difference. The day of the conference arrived, and even though my nerves were still buzzing a little, I went out there and gave it my all. I felt empowered, confident, and excited to be sharing my story. So remember, friends, overcoming fear and self-doubt is an ongoing process, but with each step you take, you're getting stronger, braver, and more resilient. Keep challenging those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of believing in yourself. And if this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who could use a little encouragement. You can also leave a review on whichever platform you're listening to us on that helps other people find our little corner of positivity. Until tomorrow, keep those minds focused and those spirits bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.